This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 508. Optimize your metabolism for rockstar health with Angelo Poli. Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful, lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. In the episode this week, I speak with Angelo Poli, the founder of MetPro. Angelo and the MetPro team are sponsoring the episode this week, and I want to thank them for their great support. Now, Angelo is an internationally recognized expert in fitness and nutrition. MetPro is an evaluation-based health coaching program specializing in transformations. They use a process called metabolic profiling. MetPro will analyze your metabolism and provide an individualized approach to obtaining your health goals. Now, in the interview this week, Angelo and I discuss what metabolism actually is, how to emulate what pro athletes do, and how a customized solution tailored just for you can bring optimized results for your own health and fitness. Let's get to it. All right, welcome back to the 5A Miracle Studios, and I am very honored today to have my guest, Angelo Poli, here on the podcast. Angelo is a guest that I am excited to talk to, mostly because we're going to dig into a topic that I have wanted to discuss in detail for a long time now, which is metabolism. And so, Angelo, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here.
Oh, Jeff, thank you for having me. It is such an honor to be here. Thank you.
So before we dig into today's main story about metabolism, I want to back up a bit and let's get a bit of your story in terms of how you got into the world of health and fitness, where metabolism kind of joins in with your story and the work you do today.
Well, Jeff, pain and suffering, like so many people who, you know, end up really specializing in one thing. Usually it's out of necessity. So I was, you know, as a young lad, I was into fitness and I was a personal trainer. And then in my early 20s, I just shattered my back. That was a decade long saga to recovery. Eventually I had a L4, L5 spinal fusion, that ended up really helping me out. And, basically, Jeff, I had a decision to make. You know, during that recovery process for those 10 years, I couldn't really hand people dumbbells on the floor. I wasn't doing a whole lot of deadlifts and squats. But I was so passionate about the science that I have a strong, geeky, nerdy side to me. I didn't want to leave the industry. So what I really started doing was specializing in strategy and education. And I would travel to clubs, to hospitals, to colleges, and I would speak on the science of metabolism. And, you know, nothing that I would teach people is necessarily revolutionary, but what it does is it brings to light areas of basically what people think about when they think of the term metabolism, how it relates to their fitness and wellness. And I help people to think about it in a new way that hopefully is useful to our listeners today. Because this has worked for countless, you know, athletes, executives, et cetera, over the years. And so during that time period where I was rehabbing my back, I just specialized in strategy and nutrition for athletes, execs, anyone all over the US. And now, of course, that's evolved into what we do at MetPro, which is now international. And it's a blast, Jeff. It's an absolute blast because I get people every day that come to me and they say, hey, look, I've tried everything. Teach me what are the absolute best strategies that you're using with, you know, the top end, the execs, the celebrities, the you name it, the who's who. What are they actually doing that's working? And that's what we do with our clients. And our clients coming to us are usually ready to act. They're ready to implement strategies, try new things. And it's a blast getting to do it. Every week we get to see transformation after transformation. And fast forward, I'm grateful. My back is better. We just have a blast here at MetPro, and I'm honored to get to visit with you today, Jeff.
Yeah, I think you and I have a little bit in common in terms of back issues. I had a slipped disc a few years ago and had that repaired with some surgery. And it does radically change your athletic ability when your back is not working.
It does. Brother, I would not wish that on my worst enemy. Mm. You know, it's a whole different type of incapacitation. You know, these people say, I had pain when I hurt my arm, my leg. You can kind of get away from it. But when it's your back, it's right at the center of your body. It takes a bigger toll, both, I think, physically and emotionally also, especially when it's chronic. So, yeah, I know the struggles involved with that. So how are you doing? Are you feeling better these days, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I'm a few years removed from surgery, and I feel like I'm basically at, like, I don't know, 95% ability. Like, I'm back in action, which is great. So I do want to dig into metabolism today, mostly because I want to clear the air on the confusion around it. I think that when I was thinking about this interview with you today, the first thing I popped up in my head was, wait, what is metabolism? Before I even ask him what we're going to discuss, it was like, I'm not even sure I understand it clearly. So let's just kind of start with the very basics here on what it actually is, as opposed to what people think that it is.
Oh, great question. Thank you for asking that. So, because there's some legitimate confusion, partly nobody's fault. It's just that there's metabolism from the standpoint of what we talk about when somebody's like saying, I'm having a hard time losing weight. My metabolism is stubborn. And then there's metabolic elements, metabolism from a medical standpoint, which has to do with healthy blood work, blood sugars, et cetera, things like that. What I deal with is the former, not the latter as much. I help people speed their metabolism, which is really an energy balance that's going to dictate body mass and how much energy, calories, macronutrients a person can use as fuel while either not gaining weight, or if their goal is to tune it for adding lean muscle mass, et cetera, but body composition manipulation. That's really what I'm talking about when I say metabolism. And as a definition, something that's important to understand, your metabolism is the sum total of all the metabolic responses and adaptations that happen within your body. And it is not singular. That's a common misconception. And I'm not saying that somebody's trying to suggest that it's singular, but you know, when you hear things about, well, here's this pill that works, or here's this, you know, if you eat this superfood, it works, or if you do this one thing, it's going to change your metabolism, or eat this really good green and you know, it'll speed your metabolism. You know, all that's good, and I wish people would eat more greens. But when it comes to metabolism, what you have is 1,001 small interactions on a cellular level, on a hormonal level, on a systemic level within your biology. Just as a very, very casual overview, you have your hormonal system, insulin. You have gut hormones, like you have leptin, you have ghrelin, you have all these hormones in your body that help regulate your appetite and how you metabolize fuel. Even your body, your hypothalamus, your brainstem are all involved. Your mitochondria, your neuropeptides, every system within your body works together to basically determine how your body burns fuel. And that's why there's no silver bullet, because the problem is not singular. It's really death by 1,000 cuts. And so that's why you can't do just change one thing and then, oh, my metabolism is fixed. You actually have to recondition your system, your metabolism, to run faster in order to really get where most people express to me that they want to go. And are you up for a brief tangent, Jeff, on metabolism?
Sure, go for it.
So my charge is I try to convince people you can control it, because the general consensus is that, well, you know, you go to the doctor and you tell them, I'm having a hard time losing weight, or this, that, or the other. You know, they ask you questions like, well, okay, what first they look at your gender, your muscle mass, your activity level. Those are all relevant. Absolutely. No question about it. But it's almost suggested that your metabolic rate is some genetically written in stone demarcation line that is immovable. And that simply is not true. You can condition, you can change for better or for worse, depending on what you're doing, your metabolism, how all those metabolic biological processes work in your body. And I can actually, I think I can prove that in about 5 minutes. Are you up for it, Jeff?
Let's do it.
So what I'd like you to think of, instead of thinking of a set, this is who I am, this is where my metabolism is, think of it more as a adaptation. Your body adapts to the stress you place on it. We know that. So, you know, Jeff, you've lifted weights before, right?
Oh, yeah.
What happens to your muscles when you lift weights?
They get bigger, stronger.
There you go. You've spent time in the sun. What happens to the pigment of your skin when you're in the sun for a lot?
Gets darker.
Gets darker. You expressed to me before we started that you used to do a lot of trail running and even ultra marathons. What happens to your VO2 max and even your heart mass when you run a lot of marathons?
Gets a lot better, that's for sure.
Exactly. Everything about our biology can be conditioned. Don't think for a second your metabolism is any different. So most people think in terms of, well, I burn this many calories at rest. Well, that's a useful number to have. But the reality is your body will always prioritize survival, and therefore it will acclimate to reclaim homeostasis. Now, that was a lot of fancy words, but basically what it means is your metabolic rate will speed up or slow down to try to prevent you from either rapid weight gain or rapid weight loss, because either one of those scenarios results in death if left unchecked. Your body recognizes that and will adjust, not one thing, but remember that death by 1,000 cuts? It'll start adjusting 1,000 different minor processes in your body that relate to energy metabolism to try and either slow down weight gain or prevent weight loss, which is why the topic of weight loss is so frustrating for people, because they don't understand what their metabolism is doing.
This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. The 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook is available now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. It's full of specific how-to advice and action steps to help you wake up early, dominate your day, and achieve your life's grandest goals. It's 4 hours of energy-packed audio that's read by me. And the audiobook walks you step-by-step through the 5 a.m. Blueprint, which is my 7-step productivity framework. You will learn how to set your grandest goals, craft clear boundaries around your work, optimize your ideal week, and discover what the pros do to get the most out of their day. Just visit 5ambook.com to get your copy of the 5am Miracle audiobook today. Once again, that's 5ambook.com.
Now remember that proof I promised you. You ready? You ready, Jeff?
Ready.
So right now, what would happen if we're just going to do an experiment? What would happen if we dropped you off, Jeff, on a deserted island for a year and we put you on rations? Now, can you think, what would a low ration number be as far as like calories? What would be a really low calorie diet for you, Jeff?
Probably 1,000 a day.
There you go. Okay, that would be really low. So I've got a question. Would you die on 1,000 calories a day?
Probably not. No.
Correct. Yeah. No, absolutely not. You might wish you were dead. but you would not, barring secondary medical issues, you would not die on 1,000. I mean, the sad reality is there's entire countries in the world that average less than that and survive. You know, so people around the world can survive on less, certainly not thrive, right? But no, you would not die. So logically then, here's what that has to mean. Would you start losing weight if you ate just 1,000 calories a day? You're on a deserted island, you're eating 1,000 calories a day. Would you lose some weight, you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt you would. But in order to not die, it means you will have to stop losing weight. Otherwise, we're both wrong and you would die. Hmm. We're not wrong. So here's what that means. That means at some point over the course of that year, if you happen to have a scale with you, you know, you'd lose some amount of weight for sure, but eventually you're going to step on the scale and you're going to weigh the same thing today as you do tomorrow and the day after and the day after. Because if that didn't happen, Jeff, you would literally continue to lose weight until you starved to death and died. And we established that wouldn't happen. So at some point, I think we can all agree, your metabolic rate will acclimate to that intake and it will stop you from losing weight. Why? To keep you alive. And at that point in time, exactly how many calories a day is your metabolism burning?
1,000.
Precisely. So you have just conditioned your metabolism to burn 1,000 calories a day. So why do I use this illustration? To get people to think. I try and get that light bulb moment so people realize you can actually control your metabolism. So let's reverse the scenario. Okay, now you're off the island. You're at home. You change nothing about your exercise routine, Jeff. You change nothing about your diet. But every night before you go to bed, you eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, about 1,000 calories a night. What would happen to you?
Gain weight.
Correct. Yeah. Logical. You'd gain weight. How much weight? Now you're the expert on your body, Jeff. You've lived in your body how many years? How old are you?
39.
All right. So you have 39 years experience. How much weight you think you'd gain in about a month? Ballpark.
At least 10 pounds, I would guess.
There you go. So I've given this, you know, mental experiment, this illustration at thousands of seminars. And every single person I ask this question to says between 10 and 15 pounds. That's the most common answer that I get. And I'd say that's about right. You'd probably gain about 10 pounds. What if you kept eating that ice cream every night before bed for a year? How much weight do you think you'd gain?
I would guess on average, maybe 10 to 15 pounds every month over the course of the year. So maybe 100 pounds in a year.
Does that sound right to you, Jeff? Could you see yourself 100 pounds heavier in 1 year from a little ice cream?
I mean, I would hope that's not true. I hope that my guess is crazy wrong.
So the reality is there's no chance adding a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream a night in 1 year, you're going to, you know, add a third of your body weight or half of your body weight. So here's the math on that. 1,000 calories a night would be 7,000 calories in a week, right?
Okay.
So there's 3,500 calories in a pound of body fat. So that should be 2 pounds a week. Now, while you absolutely might gain, you know, 5-10 pounds in the first month, eventually what'll happen is there any chance that over 52 weeks you would gain 104 pounds? The answer is highly unlikely. You'll gain weight and you won't be happy about the weight you gain, but there's no chance you would gain 104 pounds. Now, maybe over the course of years and years, but certainly not in 52 weeks. Hmm. Why? Why would you say that's the case? Why wouldn't you gain quite as much as the math would suggest you should? What do you think, Jeff?
I'm guessing your body adjusts its metabolism to account for the increase in calories.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what takes place. So somebody could certainly gain 20, 30 pounds in a year, but never what they quote unquote deserve based on the numbers. We notice that plateau effect when we're trying to lose weight, but it doesn't get perceived when it's in our favor. In other words, well, I got off track. I've been eating a little extra the last couple months. Well, I've gained 5 pounds. But if you actually went back and did the math, often you should have gained, according to the numbers, way more than 5 pounds. But that's your metabolism doing its job and acclimating to your intake level. So all this to say, if you can change your metabolism, then there is a way to apply some science and strategy to control it, to do what we want versus what it wants.
Fascinating. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking the example here, it reminds me of when I was, let's say in high school and college age, when I was younger and weighed a lot less, was much more active. And I feel as though, I mean, this is true or not, the older I get, the more, the harder it would be to maintain a lower weight. Or maybe it's, you know, the factors mentioned before, increased stress, increased, you know, change in my level of activity every day. Like all of these factors feel like they're all somehow jumping around in my head as far as like, wait, I did live a different life years ago than I do today, which is maybe why I had different results back then than I do today.
Of course. Of course. Absolutely. Without a doubt, those are factors. And yes, anyone who sees the years ticking by can attest to the fact that your metabolism changes over time. That said, the rules of adaptation when it comes to your body trying to recreate homeostasis still apply, whether you're young or old. Still apply. So you still have a large degree of control. It's that most people just don't know how to implement it. And that's where the frustration comes in. They don't know how to implement it in a way that's going to be meaningful for their body.
Well, let's tackle that then. So what can we do?
So most people, when somebody works with one of our coaches at MetPro, the first thing that happens is kind of an interaction where we go through a goal setting session. Now, there's really 5 things that we want to accomplish. Now, I'm going to abbreviate these because each one we could talk for an hour on, but I'll just kind of give the nickel tour. The first thing that we do is we look at your body type and genetic predisposition. Now, that is not the end-all be-all because that adaptive response and survival mechanic will trump even your genetic predisposition. That said, it's an influencer. So I'm going to look at your body type, your genetic predisposition, and that's going to help formulate for me a starting place for you. The next thing we're looking at is your goal. And a goal setting session is not what you'd think, Jeff. When we train our high profile clientele or high level athletes, or even just our grandparents who are looking for a little more energy, goal setting sessions are to decide what you're not going to focus on first.
Because I like it.
Most people, most people that call me up already have a lot of healthy habits, but because they're diverting their attention in so many different directions, both metabolically, physiologically, and from a time management standpoint, they're not able to specialize in any one thing enough to move the dial. And so that's where, especially if you feel your metabolism has been stubborn, you have to become a specialist for a time. That's where the goal setting comes in. From there, we have to look at lifestyle. Now, there are certain things that every human on planet Earth are going to have in common. And then there are certain things that are going to absolutely be unique to you. For example, are you a family man, Jeff? Do you have kids? Do you travel a lot? Where do you take meals? Do you take meals with people in your family? Will you be eating at restaurants? Are we going to prep your meals during the day? What's the strategy going to be? Those answers are not a one size fits all. They're going to have to be unique to your lifestyle. Then we look at something that we call internally at MetPro called strategic versus metabolic. So when somebody comes to me and says, Angelo, I've tried everything, I just can't lose weight, we do an evaluation and we determine if they're not losing weight because of, frankly, behaviors and time management, or because their metabolic rate has reconditioned to a very low pace. And it can be a combination of both. But there are some instances where someone actually doesn't have a slow metabolism, and eating even a monicum of clean, healthy foods, regular activity, they will lose weight, but they don't have the time managed strategies in place to perform those habits consistently. That's a behavioral client that we are going to help with time managed strategies. Very often, though, we kind of get the toughest cases. So we tend to be metabolic specialists for people who have yo-yo dieted for years. For example, Jeff, I've worked with a number of previous contestants on The Biggest Loser after they get off the ranch, and now they're struggling keeping their metabolic rate high. Those are the type of individuals that we will often work with. And so that then leads us to our fourth aspect that we evaluate during basically our initial strategy session. And that is, we establish a baseline for where someone's metabolism is at. We don't guess, because the truth is you can go online and you can Google, you know, what do I eat to lose weight? And you will literally get 250,000 different opinions.
Or more.
Or more, right. And it's not that everyone's wrong and crazy and trying to sell snake oil. It's that there's a lot of strategies that, while perhaps scientific, may not be relevant to you. What we have to do is establish where your starting point is and where your metabolic rate is. And there's an absolute surefire way to do that. We baseline test. And that's a fairly simple process. We put someone on a simple meal plan using foods they like, but it's calculated. There's no variables. In other words, Jeff, if I was baseline testing you, I would have you for about 3 days follow a meal plan where I know exactly the macronutrient ratios and calories that you're eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and maybe a snack or two. With that, what it will allow me to do is determine absolute truth how your body is responding, because there's only three outcomes possible. You're either going to gain weight from that meal plan, or you're going to lose weight from that meal plan, or you're going to stay the same weight, right? Mm-hmm. So that is the first step in having a mathematical calculation for weight loss or weight gain, performance, whatever your goals are. We know where your initial metabolic rate is. So we baseline test. Once we have basically what is maintaining your current weight, then I can evaluate now to get someone to, I'm just using weight loss as an example. 88% of people who call me up are seeking weight loss, but we still have people that hire us for athletic performance, for PRs, for marathon running, for sports, for muscle development, et cetera. But using this as a vehicle, weight loss, I now know exactly what intake is maintaining your weight, and I can calculate what leverage I have to trigger weight loss. And it's not the same for every person. Classic debate. What's better? Do you cut calories or do you cut carbs? You have two different camps. No, no, you got to go low carb. That's the way to lose fat. That's the best way to do it. And then the other camp is no, no, no. You just manage your calories and it's mathematical. And which one's right? Well, they're both right. They're both right, but they're not both going to be as efficient for you equally. It's going to depend on what your body is currently used to. If we find in your baseline test that what's maintaining your current intake is already modest on the carbohydrate side, marginally cutting back on carbs a little further is unlikely to produce a dynamic result. So calorie manipulation is going to be our first step. Likewise, if we determine that you are eating plenty of carbohydrates, but your total calories for the day aren't excessive, then restricting calories a little further is unlikely to be enough to shock your body into weight loss, but carb restriction may. And it's almost always a combination. That was an oversimplification, but it illustrates how everyone's strategy has to be unique based on the results of their baseline testing. So that's how we help people establish a game plan with MetPro.
This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. Yeah, I mean, I really like this whole, I mean, I've seen this kind of trend, I think, the last few years in the world of nutrition, especially with a customized plan, with this idea that, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all plan for everyone. I think that the more I think about the changes that I've made for my own, you know, diet, my fitness level, my activity, it's always highly customized, whether I'm doing it or someone else is doing it. It's always this sense of what's the next best move for me to take, which is not the same thing as someone else. And I like that sense of customization a lot.
And, you know, I mean, that's what, you know, everybody says no such thing as one size fits all, but what's missing is the data. So what each person really needs to have is a method of tracking, okay, here's my current intake and here's my current response. And based on that, here's my metabolic rating. And what we have found at MetPro is by providing that data for our clientele, it's not, you know, I'm not here to say, oh, it's simple, it's quick, it's easy. I'm not a 2 a.m. infomercial that's trying to sell an ab roller that has some model that, you know, all of a sudden he's doing 3 reps and he has gorgeous abs. No, that's not it. Let me tell you, weight loss, body composition changes, I will be the first person to tell you it is hard. It's going to take work. There is no shortcuts. But if you have the right data and the right strategy, what you can do is absolutely optimize your outcome. And more than that, The thing is, Jeff, weight loss isn't the hard part, because frankly, any method of restriction will result in some form of weight loss. It's how do you recondition your metabolism back up so that way you don't have to live on a quote unquote diet to maintain your optimal weight. That's where the data becomes critical so we can find your exact sweet spot for manipulating your intake level to speed your metabolism. And it can be a lot of fun. It's work, but it's a lot of fun because you know what the greatest motivator for humans is, in my opinion? Progress, observing progress. You know, when you see progress towards something, when you start, you know, when you wake up and you see, oh, I'm going in the right direction, or I look in the mirror and I can see changes when I have more energy, when I exercise, or when I jog, you observe that progress, it motivates you. And that's what enables people to stay consistent. And so, yeah, we have a lot of fun, Jeff. We have a lot of fun.
So that's great that people love this, the idea of progress. It's one thing I've quoted for years on this podcast is the late, great Earl Nightingale, who's a big personal development guy, said that the definition of success from his perspective was the pursuit of progress, right? It is ever reaching, like if you have a goal and you are pursuing it, that is where fulfillment shows up. And I feel like that, I know from the sense of the health angle, losing weight, gaining muscle, running more miles, all the incremental progress of that is so fulfilling. It's great to see that and when it's taking place in real time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for years before I started working with the demographic that our company works with now, I worked with people in the physique sports. So, you know, going back in the day, you know, the bodybuilders, the fitness, the figure, the, you know, the whole nine yards. And whenever I would take an athlete to competition, I would always have someone from the audience that would come up to me afterwards and say, you know, Mr. Poley, your athletes look amazing. You know, what do you have them eating? And I would give the standard, you know, tongue in cheek, you know, classic bodybuilder answer, you know, broccoli, brown rice. And then I would wait for it because invariably, everyone would ask the same question. Here's what they would say. They'd say, if I ate that, would I look like them? Nope. But here's why. Here's why. It's not that that athlete who's standing on stage at 4% body fat didn't get results out of eating that lean diet. But the reason why the average person doing that won't emulate the exact same results is because what most people are missing from their strategy is contrast. So what people don't see is the months leading up to that show for that physique athlete, I had them gradually and systematically in a calculated fashion, eating more and more fuel as they went to the gym and worked out, burning higher and higher caloric intake, ramping them up. Can't do it all at once, but over the course of weeks and months, often getting them up to 3,000, 4,000, 4,500 calories a day, not unusual, even for women, frankly. Now, when we drop them from that intake that they're used to, the body fat incinerates off of them because there's such a huge delta, so much contrast between what is currently maintaining homeostasis for them versus what they change it to. That huge contrast shocks the system, so the body fat just melts off. Well, everyone else that goes, well, I tried this diet and it worked for my neighbor, but it didn't work for me. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the diet per se. What it means is calculating where you were starting from, there wasn't enough contrast for that particular approach to trigger a dramatic result for you. A different approach would have been more optimal. And so that's what we love to help people identify, is find that optimal for you so you can get the best result that you can get. There's, again, no magic pills, no silver bullet, right? It takes hard work. But when you have behind it the right strategy, that's where you see the progress, and that motivates you to just go from the next level to the next level.
where do you think people struggle the most in this conversation? Because, I mean, obviously, you just mentioned the idea that hard work is part of this, strategy is part of this. And I'm thinking, I know from personal experience, like my kind of like the whole, this whole, you know, thing began today, and this idea of confusion about what metabolism even is, and this idea that there are many like avenues to take. Do you think people struggle the most with just simply saying like, this is too confusing, it sounds too hard, I give up? Or where do we get stuck most often?
Yes to all of that, but my experience has been, and perhaps our experience at MetPro is a little biased, because we tend to get people who have really broken metabolisms, that those are the individuals searching us out. So maybe it's a little askew, but most people can relate to this experience. And that is, it seems like every time I try something, either results are marginal or I get results, but it just comes right back. And that becomes very fatiguing and very frustrating. And so that's where, you know, having, well, and that's where having an expert in your corner who has done this literally thousands of times with other people, who's analyzing and watching all the data in real time as you're performing the steps, and giving you feedback and telling you, okay, based on this, here's what you can expect. I want to see you at this weight by this day, and here's what our goal is. And if we're not, here's our next move, and here's what you can expect next week and over the next 3 weeks. It puts their mind at ease so that they're able to walk that path, take those next steps. And so, and this applies even more than just the field that I'm in. When you have somebody that's motivating you, that's behind you, pushing and cheering you on and giving you the science and teaching you in any field of your life, you excel, you know? So having that extra support is really meaningful. And, you know, I'm not a hypocrite. This is what I do. And when I want to learn a new modality, an area of wellness or fitness, I myself hire a coach. I look for the person I feel is one of the top experts in the field, and I hire them to work with me on it, because the result I get out of that is so much better than me trying to groping around in the dark, trying to figure it out on my own. And so that's the benefit to having someone in your corner, I would say.
Oh, certainly. No doubt the experts make a huge difference in this, especially in this conversation too. It's a big deal. Having said that, like, what would you say, like, if someone's listening to this today and they're thinking, okay, I want to kind of like take that step of improving my metabolism, of moving myself in the right direction, like what would be a good step today to take?
Well, of course, you know, you can always reach out to us. But for listeners at home, just trying to take an action item that's going to be useful for anyone listening. Start by tracking your intake and actually get an idea of not what causes you to lose weight or gain weight, but what intake level is maintaining your weight. And that's something anyone can do at home. And now here's some stats on it. I've been doing this for years now, about 20 years I've been in this industry. We have tried every algorithm, every mathematical equation. And here's essentially what we learned. When we first started, we did baseline testing was a 7-day process where we would have somebody eat a set macro, glycemic load, caloric load for 7 days straight. We got excellent data out of that. But 7 days is arduous. So we tried it at 5 days and we compared the accuracy of the data. And the accuracy only fell by like 5%. It was still highly accurate. Then we tried it at 72 hours. So in other words, when I say accuracy, basically what that means is if I were to put you on a diet, a meal plan, Jeff, for 3 days, you're going to gain weight, lose weight, or stay the same weight. That result will then, as we continue, could be altered after 5 days, 7 days, 9 days, 12 days. At 72 hours, what we found is the data that we have at 72 hours, while not as good as 5 or 7 days, is 80 to 85% accurate. In other words, the result that you receive at 3 days is going to be the same result that it would have been at 7 days, 85% of the case. which was good enough for us to shrink the process down to being short enough to just 72 hours to get some high quality data. Why do we do it that way? Because we can just repeat another 72 hours and redirect if we have to, knowing that 85% of the time our initial data is going to be correct. Then I got cocky and I tried it with just 2 days of data and the accuracy dropped to like 30%. So it was a disaster. So there's the take home message. You have to track for at least 3 days. You can't eat totally different things, but if you can eat about the same thing for 3 days in a row, you're actually going to come away with some actionable data. If that still confuses you, by all means, you know, you can, of course, reach out to us. And this is what we do. This is what we're passionate about it. And we would love to visit with you about your results and what it suggests about what strategy is optimal for you.
Yeah. Where can listeners go to learn more from you?
Thanks for letting me throw this out there, Jeff. It's metpro.co/5am. And that's kind of a special link that we put together for your community, Jeff, metpro.co/5am. And if you go there, you can just learn a lot about metabolism and just browse, or you can sign up to have a free consultation and evaluation with an expert. And there's no obligations, just show up to that conversation ready to tell them a little about your health history, your journey so far, what your goals are, and they'll be able to share some really great insights that you can, of course, take and just do what you want with on your own. Or if you want to consider working with an expert, they can give you your options for that as well.
Perfect. That sounds like a great program. I feel like a lot of people will get a lot of value from that. So I'll make sure that link, the metpro.co/5am, is in the show notes this week. So we make sure that listeners can click that link as opposed to remembering that off the top of their head. But that'll be helpful there. And Angelo, this was amazingly helpful. I feel like there's so much in the world of metabolism specifically, but then more broadly nutrition and fitness that is confusing. There is a lot to take in. So it's helpful to have some clarity there as far as, you know, what works for the experts, what works for those who are excelling, and how, you know, us average people can try to emulate what they're doing.
Jeff, I'm grateful for you having me on and letting me share a little bit about this with you and your community. Thank you so much. It's been a blast.
And for the action step this week, track your intake. Take Angelo's advice and track your caloric intake for 3 days. Data is always helpful, and in this case, it can provide the direction you need to make tangible change. And of course, don't forget to go to metpro.co/5am to learn more from Angelo and his team. Once again, that's metpro.co/5am. JeffSanders.com/508 is the place to go for the episode notes this week. And of course, subscribe to or follow this podcast in your favorite podcast app right now. And that's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.